four scriptures.
我们翻开四处的圣经。
First in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 16.
首先翻到马太福音第十六章。
From verse 15.
从十五节开始。
He, Jesus, saith unto them, But who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
马太福音十六章十五节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
Then I want to read one verse in the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
我们再读一节的圣经，是在哥林多前书第一章
，Chapter One，
第一章。
And verse 9,
第九节,
God is faithful,
神是信实的,
to whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的, 你们原是被他所召, 好叫好与他儿子, 我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Then in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章
verse 1.
第一节
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
Then verse 4 and 5
第四第五节
For even as we have many members in one body and all the members have not the same office so we who are many are one body in Christ and severally membersone of another.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
And then in the Gospel of John and chapter 12.
我们翻到约翰福音第十二章。
From verse 23.
从第二十三节开始。
And Jesus answered them saying,The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily I say unto you, except a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it abideth by itself alone. But if it die, it beareth much fruit. He that loveth his life loseth it.And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
约翰福音十二章第二十三节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的。”就要保守生命到永生。
And one more verse, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will the Father honor.
我们再多读一节第26节。 若有人服侍我，就当跟从我；我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Just a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Beloved Lord, we have already expressed our hearts in worship and praise this morning.
亲爱的主，我们今天早上已经把我们的感谢赞美已经带到你的面前来了。
And we have committed this time of the ministry of your word to you.
今天早上我们分享信息的这段时间也恭敬地交托在主的手中。
Lord, we now just want to confess.
主啊，我们在你面前愿意承认。
That without the anointing, grace and power.
主啊，如果没有你自己恩膏的恩典跟能力。
That the Lord Jesus won at Calvary for us.
这个是主耶稣基督在加勒山上所我们赢得的。
It will just be words.
对吧，我们只不过是在这说空话而已。
We stand by faith into that anointing.
主啊，我们凭着信心进入到这恩膏当中。
For the speaking of your word.
为你传讲你的话语。
For the translating of it.
我翻译您的话语。
And for the hearing of it.
而且听您的话。
Meet us, Lord, in your word.
主啊，在你的话语当中与我们相见。
Touch our heart.
主啊，触摸到我们每一个人的心。
And we should be careful to give you all the praise.
我们把一切的赞美都归给您。We
ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们是奉我们弥赛亚耶稣基督的名祷告的。Amen.
On Friday evening, I spoke upon the theme, How can I live the Christian life?
礼拜五晚上跟大家分享信息的题目是我怎么样能够过一个基督徒的生活。
Now this morning I want to speak on I put it in a question.
今天早上跟大家分享的呢是一个问题。
How can I experience the life of the church?
今天早上的这个题目就是说我怎么样能够来经历到教会的生活。
How can I experience true church life?
怎么样能够经历到真正的教会生活？
Not just a meeting.
不是来聚会而已。
Not just a collection of people coming together.
不是说一群人在聚在一块而已。
Not just a routine.
不是按照一些常规来做事情。
But how can I experience what the Lord Jesus called My church.
而是让我们怎么样能够经历到主耶稣所说的我的教会。
How can I enter into a living experience of the church?
让我怎么样能够进入到一个真正的实在的教会生活。
What happened at Pentecost?
在五旬节的时候发生了什么事情？
What really happened?
到底发生了什么事情？
Some people think that it is just a question of the power of the Holy Spirit.
有人认为发生的事情就是圣灵的能力彰显而已。
I have no problem with that.
也是不错的。
Some people believe that it is a Pentecost is a question of gifts.
有人认为五旬节是跟恩赐有关的。
I have no problem with that.
我也同意。
Some people feel that Pentecost is a question of speaking in tongues.
有人认为五旬节是跟讲方言有关的。
Or prophesying.
或者是说预言。
I personally have no problem.
对我个人来讲这些都不错。
But what really happened on the day of Pentecost?
但是在五旬节那天到底发生了什么事情？
When the Holy Spirit fell upon 120 human beings.
当圣灵降临在120位人的身上。
120 human beings saved by the grace of God.
这120位呢，是神的恩典拯救了他们。
On that day,
在那一天，
120 human beings
120位
were joined to a head at the right hand of God.
他们呢，每一个人一起的 跟这位这个元首连在一起。
Never at any time in the history of God's dealings with mankind had that ever happened.
在神跟人交往的整个人类历史当中，这样的事情从来没有发生过。
It was of course directly related to Calvary.
当然跟加勒山完全有关系。
To what the Lord Jesus did.On the cross.
也就是说是耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
We call it the counting of the Omer. Anyway, it comes from the second day of Passover, and we count it one day after the other until it comes to 49 days.
就是从月节的第二天开始算，一天、两天、三天，一直算了49天。
Then comes the festival.Of Shavuot or Pentecost.
然后就来到了五旬节。
Shavuot in Hebrew, Pentecost in Greek.
啊，小布是希伯来话 ，Pentecost 是希腊文的。
It's the 50th day.
第五十天就是五旬节。
On that day,
在那一天
，the risen, glorified Lord Jesus.
那位升天荣耀的耶稣
took the promise of the Holy Spirit.
他带着这个圣灵的应许。
And poured him out,
把这个能力释放
upon 120 saved human beings,
降临到这得救的120位圣徒身上。
Within hours,
在几个钟头之内
3,000 Jews were saved.
3,000的犹太人就得救了。
Then there were 3,120 joined to a head in heaven.
然后呢，这3,120人就跟这个在天上的元首连在一块了。
The typhoon wind,
好像台风一样的这样的风。
That accompanied the coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临的时候，好像大风。
The fire that divided into 120 flames.
还有这个火焰降临到120人身
上。One for each of the 120.
每一个人身上都有这个
火焰。The tongues.
还有方言。
The prophesying.
还有预言。
The gifts.
还有恩赐。
Even the expression and manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
甚至于圣灵的能力都明显的彰显出来。
Were all symptoms of something even more essential and foundational.
所以让我们看到这就是一些更重要的事。
For the first time in history,
在人的历史的第一
God 当中第一次 God took human beings
神把拿了人类
and joined them to someone at the right hand of God.
他使这地上的人能够跟在神右边的这个神这一位呢联合在一起。
That organism.
这一个有机体
That spiritual organism
这是一个属灵的有机体
That union with the head
这跟神跟这个元首的联合
Produced the body
产生了一个肢体
A body is a manifest the head
这个身体呢是彰显元首的
If my head says I'm thirsty
假如我的头脑告诉我说我渴了
What can I do?
我怎么办呢
I need my body.
我需要我的肢体
I take
我需要我的身体 我拿了水
If my head says walk over there
如果我的头告诉我说
What can I do?
我怎么办呢
If I've only got my head I have a body
我不但是有这个头还有一个身体
Whether you like it or not your body is the manifestation of your head
不管你喜不喜欢我们的身体呢你的身体呢是来彰显你的头的
It manifests whatever intelligence you may have.
这个身体要彰显，不论你在这个头脑里面所有的智慧是什么。
That intelligence is expressed through the body.
那么这个智能呢，是来彰用你的身体来彰显的。
This is what the Lord Jesus meant by saying, "My church."
所以当主耶稣说我的教会的时候，他就这个意思。教会是什么
？Is it?A building?
是不是一个会堂呢
?With chairs?
是不是有椅子呢
?With pews?
是不是有一些大家坐的地方呢
?With a bell tower?
是不是有一个钟楼呢
?With a steeple?
或者是一个尖塔呢
?Or normally a clock somewhere in the building?
或者是在教堂里有个大钟
?It's where you leave your Bible,
有的时候你把你的圣经忘在那个地方呢
？Where you leave your umbrella,
有的时候你的掉了你的雨伞在那儿
？You lose your purse,
有的时候你的手提袋在掉在教会里面
？Somewhere where you meet other people,
是不是教会就是你在那碰见朋友呢
？That is not the church,
那不是教会。
Is the church an organization?
教会是一个组织吗
？It has organization,
它是有组织的。
But it is not an organization.
但是它并不是一个组织。
It is an organism.
它是一个有机体。
An organism has complex organization.
啊，就一个有机体是有很复杂的组织的。
But the organization of an organism comes from life.
但是这个有机体的组织呢，是从生命发出来的。
Not from routine.
不是从你的定规规矩来的。
I always explain it this way.
我总是这么解释。
A car,
啊，一部车子
built in 1990,
啊，在1990年啊出厂的这个车子
is an organization,
是一个组织
it is not a 2008 model.
它不是2008年的形式
车型。The only way you can do anything with it to change it, you have to come from without to within.
啊，如果你要改变的它，你必须要把外面换了。
When the church is merely an organization, it gets stuck at a certain date.
如果教会只不过是一个组织的话，那么它就落后了。
It doesn't change.
它不会改变。
If it does change, it is from without to within.
如果会改变的话，是从外面然后进入到里面。
My body.
我的身体呢
？Forgive me, talking about myself. But my body.
原谅我讲我自己。
Was born
我的身体
in 1931.
是1931年出生的。
And today.
今天呢
？Of course, I'm much older.
当然我老了很多了。
Here I am. I have a living body.
我有一个活的身体。
Everything within me.
每在我身体里面的每一样东西。
Came from that little baby in 1931.
都是从1931年出生的那个婴孩长大的。
It is a living organism.
是一个活的有机体。
The church is not an organization.
教会不是一个组织。
It is not an institution.
也不只是一个机构。
It was instituted
是被组成的
on the day of Pentecost
是在五旬节那天开始产生的
Lord Jesus
是由复活的主耶稣基督产生的
He began to build his church
他开始在那天开始来建立他的教会
But it is not an institution
但是不只是一个机构而已
It is not even a congregation
也不只是一群会众
I mean, most of us would think the 120 in the upper room were aPerfect congregation.
我们会以为在楼上聚集的120个人，这是真是一个会众，真是太好了。
120 saved human beings.
120位被已经得救的人。
They believed their whole Bible.
他们相信整本的圣经。
At that time, they only had the old covenant.
那个时候圣经只有这个旧约而已。
They believed every word of it.
他们相信旧约里面的每一个字。
They believed in the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus.
他们相信这个耶稣基督是从灵而生的。
They believed in his sinlessness.
他相信他是无罪的。
They believed in his messianic ministry.
他相信他就是那个弥赛亚救主的侍奉。
They believed in his atoning death.
他能够来赎罪
His bodily resurrection,
他相信他的死亡相信他的升天
to the right hand of God.
相信复活跟升天到神的右边
These 120 were a perfect congregation.
这120个人实在是一个真是完美的一个会众
They fasted and prayed.
他们进食祷告
It's incredible.
实在是了不得
Most of us would say thank God.
我们很多人就说哎呀感谢神啊
I have foundA true church.
我找到一个真的教会了。
A real church.
是一个真的教会。
They are pure.
他们真是纯洁。
Devoted.
他们真是为对主忠心。
United.
他们真是联合在一起。同心。
No heresy.
没有异端的学说。
Why did the Lord Jesus say again and again, wait?
为什么主耶稣基督一再对他们说你要等候
Wait till the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
等到圣灵降临在你们身上
Do not leave Jerusalem.
不要离开耶路撒冷
Until the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
只等到圣灵降临在你们身上
It's almost as if the Lord Jesus was afraid the 12 disciples would go everywhere creating congregation.
好像耶稣害怕这十二个使徒啊，会走到各地去开始建立教会。
But we already had congregation.
但是我们已经有了一群会众了。
We had synagogues everywhere.
那个时候很多会堂都存在的。
I mean, it's not as if there was anything new about a congregation.
所以有一个会众并不是一件新的事情。
The church is not a mere congregation.
可是教会不单单是一个会众而已。
The church is a living organism.
教会是一个活的有机体。
It stems from being born of God.
它是从神生的来开始的。
And joined to the head.
而且跟元首连在一块。
When every member
每一个肢体呢
is born of God,
都是从神生的
joined to the head,
与元首联合
something can happen.
然后就有事情发生了。
So amazing was this that the Holy Spirit produced.、
啊、这个是从圣灵产生的这个东西实在是很了不得。
On the day of Pentecost,
就是在五旬节那一天开始
that itTurn Jerusalem upside down.
他把整个耶路撒冷城都骚动了。
The whole Jewish establishment, the chief priests, the high priests, the scribes could do nothing.
对，他这件事情呢，使这个犹太教的这些祭司长啦，这些人没有办法，束手无策。
They had no theological seminaries.
他们并没有神学院
，no great evangelistic agencies，
并没有说是有宣教传福音的机构
，no fundraising schemes，
也没有能力去筹款。
They were just human beings born of God and joined to the head。
他们只不过是一群从神生的，然后跟神连在一块的一些人而已。
That one simple principle turned the world upside down。
这一个非常简单的原则，真是把整个世界的搅乱
Born of God,
是从神生的
joined to the Lord Jesus,
与元首耶稣基督联合在一起
and to one another,
然后彼此连接
they turned the world upside down,
他们把整个世界都搞乱了
First Jerusalem,
最先是在耶路撒冷
Judea,
然后在犹大全地
then Samaria,
然后到撒玛利亚
and finally,
最后呢
from Caesarea, the Gentile world,
然后到整个外邦人的地区了
That's what happened.At Pentecost.
在五旬节那天这样的事情发生了。
On that day,
在那一天呢
the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣基督
the Messiah,
那个救赎主
began to build his church.
开始建立他的教会。
It began,
他开始了
by being joined to him.
开始的第一步呢就是要跟他
through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵。
The Lord Jesus has never ceased to build His church.
主耶稣一直都没有停止建立他的教会。
There have been massacres.
有许多人被牺牲了。
There have been times of great tribulation.
有许多的苦难临到教会。
Of persecution.
有许多的逼迫。
There have been times.When the church itself has become a human tradition,
然后也不少的时候，教会变成一个人的传统而已
，a social organization,
一个社交的场合而已
，just a system,
只是一种系统
，of beliefs,
只是一种信仰的系统而已。
You look at church history,
让我们看教会的历史。
Here we are,
我们今天在这个地方。
Some 1,900 years later,
1900年以后
from that day of Pentecost,
从那个五旬节那一日开始
and in the 21st century,
在第二十一的世纪
Jesus is still building his church.
耶稣仍然在建立他的教会
Do you want evidence?
你需要证据吗？
In some of the places on this earth where there has been the greatest persecution and tribulation.
在世界上有些地方是经历到最大最困难的这些逼迫跟灾难
Today,
苦难
there is a living church.
但是在那却有一个活生生的教会。
It has been that way all through history.
其实在历史有史以来都是这样的。
If I were to give you all the names of those groups that people have called them, they never called themselves by those names.
如果我要把他们的名字，人家怎么叫称呼他们这些名字都讲出来的话。
Montanists, Donatists, Paulicians, Bogomils, Priscillianists, Waldenses.
他们就被别人称呼有这些不同的群体的名字。
All through the history of the church.
在教会的历史当中
When things were most dark,
当这个时机是最黑暗的时候
and most lifeless,
好像根本就没有生命的
by the Holy Spirit,
但是靠着圣灵
and by the Holy Spirit alone,
单单靠圣灵
through the word of God,
然后透过神的话
came a new move forward,
有一个新的往前的推动
Take the Reformation.
来看这个跟这个改教运动。
Take the Puritans.
看这些清教徒们。
Take the Covenanters.
看这些立约的人。
Take the Quakers.
看这些Quakers.
Take the Moravians.
看这些摩拉维这个群体。
Take the Methodists.
看这些这个梅伊梅会。
It doesn't matter where you look in church history.
当你看这个教会历史的时候
At the beginning, you will see of every move of the Holy Spirit, men and women were joined to the head at the right hand of God.
当圣灵要在不论是男女的信徒身上做工的时候，第一开始总是要使这些人跟在神右边的这个元首连接在一起。
It was the secret of the beginning.
这就是事情开始的秘密。
And it has been the secret of every single advance forward.
在每一次往前推动的
of every recovery,
这个秘密都是同样的。
Of every recovery.
每一次的复兴恢复。
Right down to today.
一直到今天为止。
The Lord Jesus put it simply.
主耶稣把很简单这么说。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And he went on to say,
然后他继续地说,
And the gates of hell,Shall not prevail against it.
他说阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
We can be absolutely clear on this matter.
这件事情上我们是非常的清楚。
Satan has not got the upper hand.
撒旦并没有在这件事情上得胜。
The gates of hell.Hades is the literal translation. I don't like it.
阴间的诠释。
Because what is Hades?
到底这个阴间什么意思呢
？The place of departed spirits.
是好像就是离开世界上人的灵魂在那儿。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢
？What did the Lord Jesus mean?
当主说这句话的时候，他的意思是什么
？Let me put it this way. He meant the gates of death.
他是讲到这死亡的。
Death, which is the great weapon of Satan,
死亡就是撒旦最有力的一个武器。
By which he holds mankind in bondage all their life.
他靠着死亡，用死亡来拘禁人的一生。
And which the Lord Jesus has brought to zero.
然后耶稣基督把这个完全打败。
Through his death on the cross.
是靠着他自己在十字架上的死亡。
those gates of hell
那个阴间的权势,
will come against the real church,
也会来攻击这个真的教会,
against the building work of the Lord Jesus,
也会来攻击这个神教会建立的工作,
again and again and again,
一再的攻击,
but then the Lord initiates a new move forward.
但是呢,
this is the history of the true church.
这就是真实教会的历史,
unto this day.
一直到今天为止,
when I just hope that I made it clear,
巴不得我讲的大家都清楚,
we have the evidence that the gates of hell have not been able to prevail against the building work of the Lord Jesus.
我可以给大家举出证据来, 就是阴间的权势没有办法阻止主耶稣教会建立教会的这个行动。
Well, let me come at this another way.
让我从另一方面来跟大家解释。
What is the church?
教会是什么?
The church is Christ.
是基督, 教会是基督。
Oh, someone will say, that's not right.
有些人说, 这可不对啊。
Christ is Christ.
基督是基督嘛。
And the church is the church.
那教会是教会。
But just wait.
但是等一下。
What is the church?
教会到底是什么?
The church is Christ corporate.
这个教会呢, 是, 代表团体的基督,
now,
是一个团体的基督。
Now let me put it another way.
那我用另一个方法来解释。
My poor translator will have to have a week or two off, I think.
当这个讲完了道之后, 这个翻译的要休息一两个礼拜。
Let me put it another way.
那我用另一个方法来解释。
I am in Christ.
我在基督里,
by the grace of God.
是靠着神的恩典,
through the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
是因为主耶稣已经完成了他做出的工作,
I am in Christ.
我在基督里,
He is in Christ.
他也在基督里,
by the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
也是因为耶稣基督完成了工作,
by the grace of God.
也是靠着神的恩典,
you, that brother sitting there on the front row in the corner,
坐在这个前面第一位的弟兄,
well, he is in Christ.
他也在基督里,
by the grace of God.
是靠着神的恩典,
through the finished work of the Lord Jesus. The brother sitting next to him in the same.
每一位都是一样,
this brother,
这位弟兄,
the
same.
Well, I better take a sister.
也是一位, 我还必须要指出姐妹们也是一样。
Now what?
现在怎么办呢?
I say,
我说,
I have my own Christ.
我有我自己的基督。
He says,
他说呢,
I have my own Christ.
他也有他自己的基督。
I say, I have a Jewish Christ.
我说我有一个是,
He says,
犹太人的基督。
I've got a Chinese Christ.
他说我有一个中国人的基督。
And someone else says,
有别人说呢,
I have an, of course the Americans have got to get in on this. I have an American Christ.
当然我们在美国要讲我们有个美国的基督啊。
Well, is there, are there so many Christs?
难道有这么多基督吗?
Are there tailor-made Christs?
是不是你定做的基督啊?
Do you have your own Christ?
难道有你自己的基督吗?
And I have another?
我有另外一个吗?
Has God made each Christ to suit us?
是不是神给了我们每一个人按照我们不同的需要给我们不同的基督呢?
I think not.
当然不是啊。
I am in Christ.
我在基督里。
He is in the same Christ.
他也在同一个基督里。
He is in the same.
他也在同一个基督里。 他也是的。
He is in the same. Now what has happened to us?
然后发生了什么事情呢?
We have a relationship.
我们之间有个关系。
How do we have a relationship?
怎么样的关系啊?
Through Christ.
是透过基督。
He's Chinese.
哇, 他是中国人。
I'm Jewish.
我是犹太人。
I wouldn't, there's one over there, an American.
他有一个是美国人。
Totally American.
完全的, 100%的纯的美国人。
Look at him.
看看他嘛。
You couldn't make a mistake.
他没有办法做错的。
He is in Christ.
他也在基督里啊。
Now we find something amazing.
然后我们就发现不得了的事情。
I said, aha, just wait.
啊, 你等着瞧。
Christ is in me.
基督在我里面。
He dwells in me.
他住在我里面。
Then he says,
然后他说呢
？He also dwells in me.
他也住在我里面。
And he says he dwells.
他也说住在我里面。他也说。
Now you have the church.
然后哎。教会就产生了。
We are in Christ,
我们在基督里。
Christ is in us,
然后基督在我们里面。
This equals,
这就等于什么呢
?The church.
就是教会。
The term head and body,
我们说元首和头跟身体
is only found in the New Testament.
只有在新约里面这两个词才找得到。
Every other picture of the church is found in the Old Covenant.
其他描述这个教会的这个图片呢，这个都是在旧约里面找得到的。
But in the New Testament,
但是在新约里面
you have a new revelation.
有一个新的启示。
He is head.
他是元首。
And body.
跟身体。
Unfortunately, most Christians understand this quite wrongly.
但是很可惜啊，大部分的基督徒搞错了。
They think of a head.
他们想到头的时候。
As the head of a hospital.
好像是一个医院的院长。
The chancellor of a university.
或者是学校的校长。
The president of the United States.
或者是美国的总统。
Prime minister in a cabinet.
或者是在这个国会的这个总理。
The head is there.
头在那儿
the staff is here.
可是呢这个官员才在另外一个地方
We should listen to the head.、
我们要听那个头的话
He is the head.
他是头
We are the staff.、
我们是幕僚
We are the administration.、
我们是管行政的
This is not how the New Testament uses this.、
新约不是这么说的
The New Testament uses this as head and body.
是这么说头跟身体
You cannot divide the head and body.
你不能够把头跟身体分开的
Try it.
你试试看呢
Try it.
试试看呢
You will soon discover that the moment you've severed your head from your body, you are dead.
你就会发现当你的头离开身体的话你马上就是死了
This is what has happened again and again in the history of the church.
在教会的历史当中这就是一直发生的事情
The moment the body has been divorced from the head,
当这个身体离开这个头的时候
the spiritual life and power ebbs.
然后这个属灵的能力马上就消失了。
Then routine takes over.
然后呢，就是照着规矩、照着习惯来做事情。
Ritual,
一大堆礼节。
Liturgy.
然后很多这种礼仪。
You have never seen a living, headless body.
你从来没看到过一个没有头的活人。
And you have never seen a living, bodiless head.
你也没有看到一个没有身体的头还是活的。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because the Spirit of God is using this picture as an illustration of something.
As an illustration
of something.
Okay.这是因为神的灵要用这个图画来给我们解释。
He is using it as an illustration of an essential principle.
他来把这个非常重要的原则来给我们解释。
The church is nothing unless it's joined to its head.
如果这个教会不是跟元首连接在一起的话，他就根本。没什么用。
What an amazing thing the apostle said when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9.
在保罗在哥林多前书第一章第九节说的事情实在是很稀奇的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Through whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Now this is not the fellowship with his son.
这不是说我们跟主耶稣基督的交通。
This is the fellowship of his son.
而是说我们在他里面有份。
This Greek word,
这个希腊原文呢
，koinonia, just simply means to have something in common.
就是说我们跟主耶稣基督有共同点。
You are called, let me put it this way, listen.
让我这么说，大家听好。
You are called into the sharing of His Son.
你们被召是让你能够在基督里有份。
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他的儿子耶稣基督。
Can you believe that?
你能相信这个事吗？
His destiny.
这是他的一切的，他的目的。
You've been called to share.
那你他的这个最终的目的呢，让你也有份。
You've been called to share His life.
而且你是被召跟他的生命发生关系。
To share the salvation He has wrought.
而且他跟他带来的救恩也分享到了。
To share the power of the Holy Spirit.
也能够在这个圣灵的能力上有份。
This is the church.
这就是教会。
Whenever we are divorced from the head,
当我们身体离开头的时候，
we have to make substitutes.
我们要用个东西来代替。
I hope I'm making myself clear.
我希望大家听明白我所说的。
Satan's strategy.
撒旦的诡计呢？
All through the years,
在这么多年来，撒旦的战略是什么？
Ever since the Lord Jesus said,
一直从神主耶稣开始说到那个时候开始。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
我要建立我的教会在这磐石上。
Has been to divorce the body from the head.
撒旦一直的诡计就是要把这个身体跟头分开。
I already mentioned that Calvary, Pesach, Passover, and Pentecost, Shavuot are linked.
我已经提过了，加勒山跟这个五旬节跟逾越节都是连接在一起的。
It is a wonderful.Revelation.
这实在是一个太美好的启示了。
That only the Spirit can give.
只有圣灵能够向我们启示。
From the Word of God.
是借着神的话。
When we realize.
当我们了解。
The church, the true church, is wholly found in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
让我们了解，教会是在主耶稣基督的复活里面产生的。
His death was the foundation.
他的死是这个基础。
There would have been no pouring out of the promised Holy Spirit without the death of the Lord Jesus.
如果主耶稣不死的话，圣灵就没有办法降临。
There would have been no true church.
也就没有办法产生真正的教会。
It is all found in the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
都是在主耶稣复活的生命里面。
When the Holy Spirit came on that day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天，当圣灵降临的时候，
He joined those human beings,
他是那一群人，
to their Savior, their head at the right hand of God.
把他们这群人，把这群人跟在神右手边的这个他的救主这个头连接在一起。
And then he joined them to one another.
然后呢，把这些人跟人之间呢也连接在一起。
In him,
是在他里面做成的。
Did you notice in Romans chapter 12, one body in Christ? That's a little more than saying one body of Christ.
但你有没有大家有没有注意到这里 保罗在罗马书里讲的在基督里成为一生
one body in Christ
是在基督里面成为一生
I remember years ago
很多年前我记得
when I first came to know Theodore Austin Sparks
当我初次认识Sparks 弟兄
when I was in Egypt
我是在埃及
I heard all kinds of rumors about him
我听到关于Sparks 弟兄很多的谣言
be careful of him
他说你要小心啊
he teaches heresy
他是传异端的
he is not right what he says
他说的都不对
but I found him wonderful
但是我觉得他很棒啊
Full of life.
他真是充满了生命，充满了能力。
I remember that I got a little booklet.
我记得我得到了一本小册子。
And I was reading it.
我在读这本小册子。
And I came to one which, if you had to know Mr. Sparks to understand it, he made very definite statements.
他这个Sparks 弟兄呢，讲了一句非常肯定的话。
Everything was wonderful in this little booklet till I got to this statement.
啊，这本书啊，其他写的都很棒，但是呢，这句话。
The church is Christ.
他说，教会就是基督。
Oh, I thought.
哎呀，我想，这怎么回事
？Now I've got the heresy.
我现在明白他讲的真是异端
了。Now I know what is wrong.
那我真是知道他说什么说错了。
Every child of God knows that Christ is the head and the church is the body.
因为每一位神的儿女都知道基督是教会的头，然后我们是他的身体。
How could he say the church is Christ?
他怎么能够说教会就是基督呢？
Then I closed the booklet.
然后我就把这个本子合起来
and put it in my pocket.
然后放到我的口袋里。
And I've always found that the Lord has enormous humor.
我觉得神常常是很幽默的。
The next morning,
第二天早晨呢
believe it or believe it not,
大家不知道相不相，不知道您相不相信。
In my quiet time,
在我灵修的时候
I came to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多前书第十二章
and verse 12,
第十二节
For as the body is one and hath many members and all the members of the body being many are one body so also is Christ
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多却仍是一个身子基督也是这样
Paul by the Spirit said that the body and all its membersIs Christ.
圣灵透过保罗说，所有的肢体虽多，却仍是一个身子，就是。
Then I thought to myself.
然后我就在想
，Oh, this must be a wrong translation.
这个大概是翻译错了。
That's what Mr. Sparks said.
因为这是 Sparks 弟兄这么说的。
So I looked it up in all the different versions.
所以我就找了不同的版本。
At that time, there weren't so many.
那个时候呢，版本不是太多。
And they all said the same thing.
可是他们讲的都是一样的。
Then the Spirit of God said to me, Love.
然后圣灵向我说话了。
Is your head Lance? Yes, I thought. It is. Is your body something else?
圣灵对我说，你的头跟你的身子是两回事吗？
And then I saw it in a flash.
然后一下子我就一刹那之间我就看到了。
And body.
头跟身子身体。
Christ.
就是基督。
You're in Christ.
我们你在基督。
Christ is in you.
基督也在你里面。
It's a living union with him.
是一个活的联合。
Everything comes out of this resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
这一切都是从耶稣基督复活的生命里出来的。
Now, where there is resurrection, as I said on Friday, there has to be a death.
当我们讲到每次我们提到复活的时候，你必须先有死啊。
It doesn't just say life.
它不只是说哦，我们不是说哦有生命。
Resurrection.
啊，复活。
Now you begin to find it. I mean, I have to watch myself now on time.
啊，我必须看时间。
But. If you look at Ephesians,
假如看大家翻到以弗所书
chapter 1,
第一章
19,
第十九节
and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe according to that working of the strength of his might which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world but also in that which is to come.And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
第十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人
所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Where does this being Christ being head of all things to the church, everything in subjection under his feet?
那我们讲到这里，万有都要伏在他的脚下，使教会，使他为教会做万有之首。
His body,
他的身体，
the fullness of him that fills everything and everyone.
他的身体就是那充满万有者所充满的。
It comes from the exceeding greatness of His power.
这是因为他的超然的大能。
Toward us,
对我们所信的人所彰显的。
The same power,
同样的能力。
That raised Jesus from the dead.
那个使耶稣基督复活的能力。
You don't get a church by a collection of miserable people.
我们教会的产生呢，不是说让一堆一群啊，这个痛苦的不得了人聚集在一块就是教会了。
Heavy, dark, legalistic,
总是讲律法。
Going by the clock,
然后总是看时间。
I will try to.
我会要注意时间。
哦、oh, ，
不是的。
You get the church of God.
你要有教会的。
In the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus,
只有在主耶稣基督的复活的生命里面，才能找到神的教会。
Out of that resurrection life,
从那个复活的生命当中
comes the body,
然后就产生了这个身体。
Go on,
继续呢。
In chapter 2,
我们再往下看第二章。
Listen to this,
请大家仔细听。
Verse 20, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation or home of God in the Spirit.
并且便建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It is interesting.
很有意思的。
Now the apostle by the Spirit of God changes the figure.
啊，然后呢，你看到这个圣灵借透过这个保罗，好像把这个图画了改变了一下。
First it was the body.
先是身体，
Now it's a holy temple in the Lord.
然后现在是呢圣灵居住的所在，
Notice,
圣殿。
It is a holy temple in the Lord.
记得注意到这是在主里的圣殿，
Not a holy temple of the Lord.
不是说是属于主的圣殿。
Of course that's right.
当然也是对的。
But in the Lord is something more.
但是呢，在基督里这个殿更不一样了。
In whom?
在他里面。
In whom?
在他里面。
Ye are fitly framed together.
哦，靠第二十二节说，靠他同被建造。
And grow into a holy temple in the Lord.
然后被建造成为，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom?
在他里面。
In Christ.
在谁里面呢？在基督里。
Now you notice something.
你现在注意到一件事情。
It's all to do with life.
都是跟生命有关的。
Growing.
渐渐成长。
In whom,
在他里面
you are built together,
你们是在同时被建造
as a home of God,
成为神的居住的所在
in the Spirit,
是在圣灵里做成的
it's movement,
是一种运动
it's fluid,
是一个流动性的
it's alive,
是活的
it is resurrection life,
而且是一个复活的生命
Got the same thing again in chapter 4.
同样的，在第四章我们也找到
15.
第十五节
But speaking truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom all the body fitly framed and knit together through that which every joint supplies, according to the working in due measure of each several part, maketh the increase of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
第15节，我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
It's all movement.
都是在向前运动的。
It's not static.
不是这种静态的。
It's not just sitting in seats.
不是说在位置上坐在那儿。
Gazing at the wall.
不是让你看看四围。
It's something more.
超过这个。
Growing up into Him.
是渐渐增长在他里面。
Every joint supplied.
百节各按各职。
Is that in the due measure of the working of each part?
就是在每一个肢体都在那里工作。
Growing up.
一直在增长。
Buildeth itself up in love.
在爱中建立自己。
Movement.
是一个运动。
What a wonderful thing it is when gray-haired old people like me and some others here are moving with the Lord, not just waiting for their coffin.
像我这样子白发的满头白发的老人不是在这里坐着等死，这是多么好的一件事情。
It's wonderful.
太棒了。
Now, I must finish.
我必须要结束了。
This is normally an excuse for another hole. I must finish.
我必须要结束。
How can I experience true church life?
我怎么样能够经历真正的教会生活呢？
You cannot know resurrection life without a death.
如果没有死亡，你就没有办法尝到复活生命的滋味。
That is the key to church life.
这就是教会生活的所要。
Here is the first thing.
第一件事情。
When this tremendous letter of the Apostle Paul has been written,
当这个保罗写这封书信的时候
I'm talking about the Roman letter.
我是讲说这个罗马书
He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
他对你说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当将身体献上，当作活祭。
That's death.
这就是死了。
A living sacrifice.
是一个活的祭。
That means when you're born again,
当你重生的时候
justified in the sight of God,
在神的眼中是称义了
you are spiritually alive,
属灵的生命活过来了
know how to die,
知道怎么样死
a living sacrifice,
是靠着活祭
which is your, I'm going to put it as best I can,It's very difficult, the Greek here, which is your spiritually intelligent worship and service.
我们将身体献上当作活祭，是属灵的敬拜跟服事。
What is your spiritually intelligent worship and service?
而是说在灵里面有智慧的敬拜跟服事。
It is to be a living sacrifice.
那就是靠着献上自己当作活祭。
Now, that's the first thing.
这是第一步。
No church life and experience unless we're prepared to be a living sacrifice.
如果我们不准备把我们自己献作当作活祭的话，我们没有办法经历到教会生活。
Here is the second thing.
第二件事情呢？
The headship of Jesus.
主耶稣的做元首的主权。
In your Christian life,
在我们的基督徒生活里面
，it is a question of His lordship.
这就是讲到主权的问题，他的主权。
In the church,
在教会里呢
，it is a question of His headship.
是讲到他是做元首。
Most of us had the poison of rebellion in us.
我在我们的身上真是有那个充满了毒素的这种反叛。
We don't find it easy to.Submit to one another.
我们觉得要彼此顺服是好难啊。
We don't find it easy to be committed to one another.
我们不愿意把我们自己委身给
only to those we like.
我们只是委身给那些喜欢我们喜欢的人。
To those we feel somehow are like us.
啊，我们觉得我可以委身给那些跟我很像的人。
Here is the second thing.
这是第二件事情。
It is the headship of Jesus.
讲到主耶稣的做元首的地位。
If you are not prepared to surrender your self-life, you cannot know the headship of Jesus.
如果你不愿意把你自己献给主的话，完全交上，你就没有办法了解主耶稣做元首这件事情。
You will always be doing your own thing.
你总是会在你那里做你自己的事情。
This is not the church.
这不是教会。
This is the second thing.
这是第二件事。
It goes to the root of the fall.
这就是到根本的事情上。
When Satan said to Eve,
啊，当人类当初第一次堕落的时候，啊，撒旦跟夏娃这么说。
You shall be as God.
你会跟神一样。
A little God.
好像一个小神一样。
Determining your own way.
你可以自己决定你的事情。
Determining everything about yourself.
你可以在凡事上自己做主了。
The headship of Jesus.
主耶稣的元首的地位。
Requires the surrender of our lives. It's the living sacrifice.
必须要我们把生命交上，这就是活祭。
Look at my, well, I don't want you to look at me, but look at my body. You can look at your own if it's better. And look at your body.
我的身子不怎么好看，你可以看你自己的身子吧。
I can lift my hand up.
你看我能够手举得起来。
I can wave at you.
我也跟大家招手。
I can walk.
我也可以走路。
I can do a whole, I can bang the desk.
我也可以敲桌子。
I can take up my Bible.
我也可以把圣经举起来。
Do you realize how much that requires?
你知道能这么做需要多大的东西吗？
My head says, walk.
我的头说走。
A thousand different things in my body.
在我身体里面上千的东西。
Have to be related for the simple thing of walking.
必须要听这个命令说走。很简单吧。
It's not that my feet say, be done with all the rest between here and your legs.
不能说我的脚说哎呀你去跟其他身体部分打交道吧。
We can do without the rest of the body.
我们不能够离开了身体的部分而能够做任何事情，没办法的。
So here is the third thing.
所以第三点是什么呢？
Be committed to one another.
彼此为生。
Let me put it another way.
让我用另一个方法来讲。
Be committed to Christ.
让我们顺服基督。
In one another.
我们在每个人当中彼此的委身给基督。
When we have this attitude,
当我们有这样的态度的时候，
then an amazing thing happens in an assembly.
在这个会众当中，一件稀奇的事情就会发生。
It becomes a home.
就这个教会就成为了一个家。
Instead of a house.
不只是一个房子。
It becomes a family.
这是一个家庭。
Instead of just some collection of people.
不是一群人在那而已。
It's when we commit ourselves to Christ in one another.
是我们彼此在对彼此的承诺，就是我们在基督里多委身。
Oh, someone says, oh, I wish you hadn't said that.
有人就会说，哎呀，你不说这些就好了。
Do you mean everybody?
你认为真的每个人都要这样吗
？Well, are they born again?
我问说，他们是不是重生的呢
？Has Christ received them?
那么基督是不是接纳了他们呢
？Then you must receive them.
那你必须接纳他们。
Or you say, I'm a young person. I prefer to be with young people.
我是年轻人，我喜欢跟年轻人在一块儿。
Maybe some of the old people say, I'm old.
有些年长的说，有些年长的说，我年纪大了。不喜欢跟年轻人在一起，太吵了。
I don't like the songs they sing.
我也不喜欢他们唱的诗歌。
I don't like those guitars.
我也不喜欢他们弹吉他。
And all that kind of thing.
那些事情。
To be committed to one another.
我们彼此为生。
Means that we are together.
我们必须是在一起的。
We are a family.
我们是同一个家庭。
There will be the young,
有年轻的。
There will be the old,
也有年长的。
There will be the middle aged,
也有中年的。
The most difficult period of all,
也是最难的时候，就是中年的时候。
Got them all,
所有的人。
That's the family,
这才是家庭。
That's where we need to care for one another,
所以我们必须要彼此相爱。
We have to be committed to one another,
我们彼此为生。
This whole matter of the church,
关于教会的这件事情，
it is tremendous,
真是了不得。
When you have a living church,
当你有一个活的教会的时候，
the unsaved person coming in,
当一些福音朋友来的时候，
will fall down,
他们会跌倒扑倒，
worship God,
他们会扑倒然后来敬拜主，
God is here,
而且他们会说神在这里。
That is the church.
这就是教会。
It is the testimony of Jesus.
这是基督的见证。
It's not just truth.
不只是讲真理。
It is love.
是爱。
That is the church.
那这就是教会。
How can I experience the church?
我怎么样能够经历教会呢？
Only when I am prepared to surrender to the Lord.
只有当我愿意把全人交给
as head
做元首的主。
If he's head,
如果他是元首的话，
there are a whole lot of other members in the body.
然后在肢体上身体上有很多的肢体。
I have to be related.
我必须跟他们联合连在一起。
I've been amazed in some of my travels.
当我到各地跑的时候，发现一些事情。You
can go sometimes to a group of believers on the right foundation.
啊，你又看到一群信徒们，他们有好的基础。
And you have all kinds of problems.
但是呢，有好多不同的问题。
Juvenile delinquents.
好比说不良少年的问题。
Alcoholics.
或者是酗酒的问题。或者是吸毒的问题。
Divorcees.
或者是离婚的问题。
And I don't know what else.
我还有别的，我都不知道。
But when there is a nucleus,
当时有一群核心信徒的时候，
who are a living sacrifice,
他们是活祭，
it's as if the Lord commits himself to the whole.
然后主耶稣基督愿意把他自己摆在这里面。
That's what it means, I believe, to be in the building work of the Lord Jesus.
我个人认为，这才是参与主耶稣基督建造的工作。谢谢。